弟兄姐妹平安。Yes. It's an honor to be here again, speaking to you.
很高兴在这里跟大家见面。
I think we can all agree and say that the Bible is a book about God.
我们大家都可以同意，那么圣经这本书呢，就是关于上帝的。
But there are two special books in the Bible.
但是呢，在这本书里面有两个地方呢，提到了这个上帝。
There are two books in the Bible named after women.
在圣经里面呢，有两本书呢提到了妇女啊，提到女性。
And what they have in common is that they both mention God very little.
他们这两本书提到这个女性的时候呢，他们两个共通的地方就是说，他们都很少提到上帝。
In the book of Esther, God is not mentioned at all.
在这个以斯帖记里面呢，上帝的名字基本上就没有被提及过。
And in the book that we're looking at today, he is mentioned only in the background.
那么在今天我们要讲到的这个就是这个路德记里面的时候呢，上帝这个名字呢也仅仅是在作为一个背景当中被提到过。
And I believe that this is intentional.
我想呢这是有意这么做的。
God is in the background, but I don't want you to think that he's not there.
上帝呢是在这个背景当中，但是呢我不愿意让你们相信上帝不在那儿。
The book of Ruth is going to teach us something today.
那么路德记呢会告诉我们一些事情今天。
It's going to teach us that God is present in our hardships.
那么第一就是上帝实际上呢一直是与我们同在的。
And that his presence is irresistible.
那么他的同在呢也是不可抗拒的不可抵挡的。
So as we read, the book of Ruth opens up by telling us about this family.
那么我们在读这个路德记一开始的时候呢其实就可以看到这一点。
I'll remind us of the first verse.
我们看那个第一段的时候。
It says, In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
那么在讲到这个在士师这个统治的时候那么这个这个有重大的这个灾祸降临灾难降临饥荒降临那么在这个时候呢这个有一个人他的妻子和他这个两个儿子他们都住在这个地方住在这个要去摩亚这个地方
So in this verse we see three hardships impacting this family
好那么在这儿呢我们可以看到有三个重大的一个灾难面临着这么一个家庭
The first hardship is they lived in a time when the judges ruled.
第一个呢就是他们所在的这个时代呢就是那个士师这个统治的时代。
Judges is the book that comes before Ruth.
I'm sorry.
Judges.
Okay. 那么就说这个士师统治的时代。
That book, Judges, ends with this verse. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
那么在士师统治的时代呢这个时候呢实际上是一个比较混乱的时代任何人呢都在按照他所想象的这个方式在生活他想干什么他就干什么
I used to say imagine living in a world like that
我经常在说我们也想象一下我们如果生活在这样的一个时代会是怎么样子
But now it doesn't really take a lot to imagine it
实际上呢我们现在根本都不用想象我们就能够知道这样的世界是个什么样的
Just look at what's happening in the world
我们就看一看我们当今所处的这个时代我们就可以看到的
Everyone is saying Don't tell me what to do I make my own choices This is my life
每个人都在说别教我别告诉我要做什么我愿意做什么就做什么我就这样子的
We've seen another war start last week
我们看上个礼拜在这个世界上已经又发生了一次战争
When everyone does as they see fitThis is what happens.
就每一个人就在他们认为合适的时候，他们认为合适的方式，他们就按照这个方式去做。这就是我们现在这个时代。
If you're wondering why, the answer is simple.
你们可以想，为什么这个答案是很简单的呢
？People are not good.
人其实都不是善良的。
I am not good.
我也不是善良的。
You are not good.
你们也不是善良的。
If it was left up to just us, this is what the world would look like.
如果我们都是从我们自己的角度出发那么我们看这个世界就是这个样子
Just think about that If it was not for God working in your life you would be living, speaking, acting very differently
如果我们想象一下如果是没有上帝的存在的话我们现在的生活我们的一切那么其实都会完全不同
So the first hardship that impacts his family is they lived in this chaotic time.
所以说第一个他们遇到的这么一个困境、啊、就是说他们生活在一个非常混乱的时代，人人为所欲为的时代。
The second hardship was that there was a famine.
啊，第二一个他们的困苦呢，就是说这有饥荒。
There's no food.
啊，没有吃的。
And because everyone's doing what they think is best for them, no one's sharing food.
啊，因为每个人都是按照他自己的心愿在过日子，他所以说呢，不愿意把自己东西和人家来分享。
People might even be stealing food for themselves.
啊，他们呢，就甚至还会去偷啊，偷人家的东西。
Second hardship.
啊，这是第二一个。
The last hardship was they had to leave their home country.
啊，第三一个呢，就是他们不得不要离开他们自己的啊家乡和故土。
They had to go to a new place.
他们到一个新的地方去。
Many of you have experienced this.
我们在座的当中很多人可能都有类似的经历。
Right, most of you left China to come to Canada.
你们当中很多人都是离开了中国来到加拿大的。
You know it's not easy to leave your family, your friends, your home.
你们都知道这样子非常的不容易，对你们的家人来说，对你们的朋友来说，都非常的不容易离开。
Go to a new place. You don't speak the language. You don't know the culture.
你到了一个新的地方，你不会说他们的语言，你也不懂他们的文化。
His family is going through a lot of hardship.
所以说呢，这个家庭呢，经历了很多很多的痛苦。
But there's a bright side.
但是呢，也有一个好的地方。
They're together.
他们在一起。
The family is together.
他们这个家庭在一起。
You've got the husband, the wife, the two sons.
他们有丈夫，有妻子，还有两个孩子。
So even though they're going through really hard times, they can do it together.
即使他们要经历这些痛苦的话，他们也是在一起经历这个过程。
Well, the Bible says not so fast.
那么这个下面呢，这个经文里面就这么说。
Because the husband dies.
不久呢，他的那个丈夫就死了。
Okay, that's hard.
这个是非常难的一点。
But the woman still has her two sons.
但是呢，女人呢，她还有两个，这个女人就讲这个路德，她还有两个儿子在嘛。
And the two sons get married, so they grow, the family is growing.
这两个儿子呢，他又结了婚了，所以说呢，他们又有了这个儿媳妇了，所以他们家庭呢仍然在扩大。
Yay!
那也是一个好的事情，对吧？
But no, now her two sons die.
结果呢？大家也可以看到，他两个儿子呢也死了。
So if you thought what they went through was hard before, it's even worse now.
所以说，我们也可以想象一下，就是说这个事情呢，实际上是越来越坏实际上是在越来越坏。
To understand why this is so hard, remember what I said in the beginning. There's only two books in the Bible named after women.
为了让我们理解他所面临的这么一个困境的话，我们大家可能还记得起我一开始的时候就说，在圣经里面呢，实际上有两个有两本书是提到这个女性的。
There are 66 books and only two are named after.
一共是66本书里面总共呢只有这个两个地方提的就两本书里面提到女性。
Because back then everything was run by men.
那么其他讲到的呢，都就是很多的错误呢都是男性所犯下的。
They were the only ones that could work. They were the only ones that could own land.
Okay, 那么这说这男，因为什么讲这个男性？因为呢，在那个时代男性呢，他才是这个养家糊口的主要的来源。
So when the men die, it is a big deal.
所以说呢，一旦家里面的男人死了的话呢，那就我们就可想而知这会意味着什么。
Even as we were reading this story, if you saw how they described Naomi, it was always as the wife.Of Elimelech or the mother of her two sons.
那我们看这个书的时候呢，我们也看到，就说路德他带着他的两个儿子
Her identity was tied with the men in her life.
那么路德他本身自己的这么一个身份，实际上呢都是和这些男性连在一起的他就是两个孩子的母亲，他丈夫的妻子。
And so when they die, she loses that identity.
那么当他们都死了以后，他自己的身份就是路德的身份都没有了。
Many of you have experienced loss.
我们当中很多的人可能也经历过这种损失。
Hopefully not as much as Naomi.
我们希望不要像这个Naomi 一样的这么多的损失。
Right, but we've had to leave our countries.
我们虽然离开了我们自己的国家。
We've lost loved ones.
我们甚至也可能失去过我们的亲人。
We get sick.
我们可能生病。
We get older, our bodies hurt.
我们可能我们的身体也受过伤害。
Maybe we're mistreated at work.
啊，我们在工作场合里面可能也被人这个虐待啊，这不公正的对待。
So when we read a story like Naomi's and we think about our hard times,
啊，当我们看这个 Naomi 的这个历史的时候呢，我们也会想到我们自己所经历的这些苦难。
We might ask the question, where is God?
我们可能会问这么样的一个问题，就说，哎，那上帝在哪儿去了呢？
So let's answer that question.
那我们来回答这么一个问题。
God is mentioned for the first time in verse 6.
在第六段的时候呢，才开始提到啊上帝。
Naomi hears a little bit of good news.
Naomi 呢，她听到了一点点的这个好消息。
God has visited his people and he's given them food.
那么上帝呢，来看顾他的这个看顾他的民，然后呢给他们吃的。
There's hope.There's a sense that things will get better.
就是这给了大家一些希望，也给大家看到的事情呢，正在朝好的一方面走。
So Naomi makes a decision to go back to Israel.
所以说呢，这个 Naomi 呢，他就决定还是回到这个回到这个以色列去。
So now jump with me to verses 19 to 21, and we'll see what happened when she get back.
好，那么他回去以后到底会面临什么呢？我们跳到这个经文的19到21的时候，我们来看一下。
When she got back, the people in town.They were surprised.
就当他回去的时候呢，那里面的人呢，叫伯利恒呢，刚才说错了，就回到伯利恒。那回到伯利恒的时候呢，大家就会觉得很奇怪，看着他就说，啊，你这就是拿欧米吗
？Yeah, they said, "Is this really her?"
是真的是他吗
？They might be wondering because where's her husband? Where are her sons?
对，人家都会很困惑，就说，哎，她丈夫在哪儿去了？她大儿子在哪儿去了呢
？Who's that strange lady following her?
在她后面跟着两个女人是谁呢？都不认识哈，陌生人。
And in verses 20 to 21, Naomi responds.
那么下面呢，就是这个 Naomi 的这么一个回答哈。
She says, "Don't call me Naomi."
你们别再叫我这个 Naomi 了。
Call me Mara.
不叫我马拉。
Because Naomi in the Hebrew means sweet, pleasant.
因为 Naomi 这个词呢，在希伯来语里面呢，它是快乐的意思。
Mara means bitter.
而这个马拉的意思呢，它是苦、痛苦的意思。
So she wants to change her name because her life is not pleasant. Her life is bitter.
就是她之所以改她的名字，是因为她的生活太苦了，她根本不配叫这个 Naomi 啊，她要叫这个马拉。
And then after talking about herself, she talks about God.
她对自己说了以后呢，她就对上帝说。
And she talks about God in a way that maybe we're not used to.
她和上帝沟通的这方式，我们可能听起来有点不太习惯。
Because usually when we talk about God, we talk about God as doing good things, as God being loving.
因为我们对谈到上帝的时候，我们都会谈到上帝做了很多的好事，在我们身上做了很多的好事，我们都非常感激上帝。
God is for His people.
上帝呢都是为了他的民而来着想的。
But here, what does she say about God?
而这儿呢，我们看 Naomi 她是怎么跟上帝说的。
She says, "The Lord has afflicted me."
那么她提到就是说，上帝呀，你是使我受苦啊，受苦。
He's brought misfortune on me.
他带来给我带来了很多很多的不幸。
So the way that she talks about God is important.
那么她和上帝说话的这种方式呢，这是很重要的。
She calls him Lord and Shaddai.
那么他叫他这个，他称呼上帝就是就上帝啊。
And the reason she does this is because she calls him by his name, which is Yahweh in the Hebrew.
那么他叫上帝的时候呢，因为在希伯来里面呢，上帝呢是叫做 Yahweh 是叫 Yahweh 啊。
And then she calls him the Almighty.
他也叫他全能者啊，全能者。
And this shows that she knows who God is and she knows what He is capable of.
Okay, 那么他从这儿呢，我们可以看得出他知道上帝是谁。
She has not forgotten about God.
她一点都没有忘记上帝的存在。
She doesn't ask the question, "Where is God?"
她甚至都没有问上帝在哪儿。
Because she knows where He is.
她因为知道上帝在哪儿。
She knows that He is with her, that He is present.
就说她知道上帝与她同在，一直和她同在。
She knows that He is the one who is in control.
那么她知道上帝控制一切，掌管一切。
Every hardship that she went through, she knows it wasn't an accident.
那么她知道她身上所发生的这一切都不是所谓的事故。
It wasn't bad luck, it wasn't coincidence.
那并不是什么运气比较坏，也不是什么偶然的情况。
She gives the credit where it's due.
她把这一切都归因于上帝。
It was because God allowed them to happen.
因为上帝允许这一切的发生。
I don't want you to miss that.
我不希望大家错过这一段。
Because how many of us, when we are going through hard times, when we're going through something challenging, something painful, we ask that question, where is God?
我们想想，如果是我们类似的经历这样的情况，我们当中有多少人会这样的问，哎，上帝到哪儿去了呢？
We think of things like, if God was here, my father wouldn't have died so early.
我们可能会现在想，如果真的上帝在这儿的话，我的父亲就不会那么早的去世了。
If God was here, I wouldn't have lost my job.
如果上帝在这儿的话呢，我也就不会丢掉我的工作了。
If God was here, I wouldn't have cancer.
如果上帝在这儿的话呢，我也不会得癌症了。
We think that God is someone who's going to spare us from all of these painful experiences.
我们把上帝当成是可以让我们免除这一切的痛苦的那一位了。
But the Bible tells us that He doesn't.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们那不是上帝。
So I want us to know that just because bad things happen doesn't mean that God is not there.
我是想让大家知道，仅仅因为这种坏的事情的发生，并不是意味着上帝不在那儿。
God's presence does not mean the absence of pain, hardships, or suffering.
那么就上帝在这儿的话，他也不会说我们刚才所说的那些灾难痛苦，他就不存在了。
He has his plan. He has a reason for letting us go through them.
上帝有他的计划，他有他的这个旨意。
And more importantly, he is with us.
最重要的是，他一直和我们在一起。
But of course, that doesn't mean that we can't be unhappy.
但是呢，那也并不一定意味着我们就应该不高兴。
Naomi is not happy here.
当然了 ，Naomi 她一点都不高兴，在这个地方我们看到的。
She's not saying, "Oh, praise God that I'm going through this."
她没有说哦，感谢上帝让我经历了这些她没有。
She is complaining.
她这个没有抱怨。
And she even says, "When I went away full."
她甚至这么说，她说当我走的时候，我还是满满的离开的。
Do you remember the reason why she had to leave?
大家还回忆得起他们当初为什么离开吗？
It's because there was no food. There was a famine.
是因为没有吃的，对吧？
And you don't use the word full when there's no food.
当你没有吃的时候，你怎么会说你是满满的走的呢？
But she felt full because she had her family.
但是呢，她是满满的，因为在那个时候她还有家庭。
And now even though she still has someone, she feels empty.
她即使在那个时候她都知道她还有人所依靠。
Right? She's sad.She's unhappy.
所以说呢，她现在呢，她什么都没有了，所以说她是不高兴的，不 happy 的。
But even so, in the midst of all her bitterness, in her sadness, she remembers that God is with her.
但是呢，即使是在这样的情况下，在她遭受各种各样的苦难和痛苦的时候，她仍然知道上帝就在那儿。
Can we put up my slides? So there's a popular poem. It's called Footprints in the Sand.And I'll have Tony just read it to us. It's also
okay. 那么在这儿呢，有一首诗有一首诗。那么这首诗呢，我们就不去翻译它，我们就直接把它念出来了。这首诗的中文就是说：有天晚上，我做了个梦，在梦中，我和我的上帝在沙滩上同行。这是天空浮现了我一生所度过的光景。当每一幕出现的时候，我都看到沙滩上出现了两行脚印，一行是我的。一行是上帝的。再翻一下页。
Yeah, just keep going. That's okay. They change.
那我就把它写下面这个的。就当人生最后的一幕出现在我眼前的时候，我回顾沙滩上的脚印，我赫然发现，在我人生中有许多时刻，沙滩上只有一行脚印，而那正是我最低潮、最哀伤的时候。我问上帝说，主啊，当我决定跟随你的时候，你不是应许要一路与我同行吗？可是我发现在我人生最难过的时候，沙滩上怎么只有一行脚印呢？我不明白，为什么在我最需要你的时候，你却离我而去？上帝回答我说，我亲爱的孩子，在你受试炼的时候，我从没有离开你。你所看见的一行脚印，正是我抱着你走过的。
God's presence does not mean the absence of hardship, pain, or suffering.
上帝的同在并不意味着我们就没有苦难，没有痛苦，没有那些苦难的遭遇。
So when you're going through the hard times, and you will go through hard times,
当我们经历这些这个灾难痛苦的时候，
instead of asking where is God, look for him, because he is certainly there.
我们不要再去问上帝在哪儿去，我们要去寻找他，他一定在那儿。
My second point is that God's presence is irresistible.
我的第二个点呢，我想说的是上帝的这个同在呢，他也是不可抗拒的。
And we'll see this in the conversation between Naomi and Ruth.
那么我们接下去可以看到 Naomi 和这个 Ruth 的他们的之间的一个对话。
So verses 15 to 18.
好，从15节到18节的时候，他们有这样的一段对话。
We didn't get to read through the whole conversation, so I'll tell you what happened. But if you get a chance, go home tonight and read through the book of Ruth. It'll maybe take you half an hour.
那么我们就不用把它一一的再读下去了。我鼓励大家回去以后呢，晚上呢再重新读一下这一段其实花不了半个小时的。
So remember, Naomi had two sons.
大家可能还记得，就是 Naomi 呢，她有两个儿子。
They both got married.
他们俩呢都结婚了。
So she had two daughters-in-laws.
所以说呢，她有两个儿媳妇。
So as Naomi planned to leave Moab and go back to her home.
当这个 Naomi 下定决心要离开摩亚又回到她的家乡的时候呢
，Her two daughter-in-laws wanted to go with her.
那么她的两个儿媳妇呢，也决定还是要跟她一起回去。
After they left, Naomi stopped and she said, "Go back home."
当其实呢，这个 Naomi 呢，跟他们说，你们俩就不用再跟着我了，你们俩还是回去吧，你们俩各回合各的家吧。
And the reason was because Naomi said, "Look, I'm old."
原因是说 ，Naomi 说，你看看我现在已经老了。
I'm not going to have any more children.
我也不可能再生任何的孩子了。
You can go back, be with your family, be with your friends.
那你们俩还是回去吧，回到你们的家人当中去，回到你们的朋友当中去。
Because remember, back then, having a husband was very important.
大家可能还记得我们刚才提过的家庭里面有一个男性是多么的重要他有个丈夫是多么的重要。
So these were young women. Naomi says, "Go back, find another man, and get married."
所以说，他们这两个儿媳妇都还年轻嘛，他说你们俩就回去吧，你们再重新找自己的丈夫，重新成家。
And so one of the daughter-in-laws, she says, "Okay, I'll go back."
她其中的一个儿媳呢就说，好，那我就回去了吧。
But Ruth is committed to staying with Naomi.
但是呢 ，Ruth 呢，她不愿意回去。她对这个 Naomi 呢，她非常的忠诚
So parents out there, I want you to pay careful attention to this next point.
好，那么在座的有做父母的哈，我希望大家呢能够重点的看一下下面这两段
In verse 15, Naomi's final argument is this. She says, "Your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back." With her,
他对这个 Ruth 说的，你的那个嫂子他都已经回到他的国去了，回到他的民去了，那你就回去吧。
Now, parents, I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever compared your child to one of their friends?
那么在座的当过父母的，你们有没有这样的一个经历就说把你的孩子和你朋友的孩子来做这么一个对比
？Because my parents compared me to my friends.
我的。父母呢就曾经把我经常和我他们的朋友的孩子呢做这么一个比较
And I hated it.
我非常讨厌这一切
My mom would tell me, look at Matthew. He is involved in all of these sports. Why can't you be more involved in sports?
我妈妈呢就经常跟我说你看一下 马修他经常去搞体育运动那你为什么不跟你也去搞呢
She said, look at Paul. He's working part-time and he's such a good student. You just stay at home all day.
OK， 他你再看一下保罗呢，对吧？他还自己去找一个兼职的工作来做，而你整天就待在家里
Or the funniest one was when she compared my handwriting to my sister's handwriting.
最有趣的是呢，他把我自己的写字的那个字迹
She said my handwriting was too small.
他说我写
But my sister wrote very nicely, very big.
他说我自己写的呢又小又不好看，而我姐姐呢写的又大又清楚。
And you know what I did whenever my mom told me these things?
你们知道每当我母亲拿我和人家相比的时候，我会做什么样的反应吗
？When she wanted me to change, I didn't.
她希望我做改变，但是呢，我就不愿意。
Just kept doing what I wanted to do.
我继续做我想做的东西。
And that's what Ruth does.
这个呢，这个情景呢，也恰恰是这个 Ruth 所做的，因为 Naomi 是让她回去，而她选择是不，我不回去。
Ruth has made a choice.
啊 ，Ruth 呢，她自己呢，她路德呢，她是做了这么一个选择。
And she, it doesn't matter what her other sister-in-law is doing.
啊，她根本不在乎，就是她的那个啊嫂子，也就是她那个妯娌啊，她做了什么对她不重要，我不关心。
But we want to know why Ruth made this choice.
那么我们要想一想，路德她为什么做这样的选择？
So there have been studies done by researchers.
啊，我们这有很多的这个研究者做过一些研究。
And when they look at why people move from one place to another, they say there are two types of factors.
好，就是当这些研究者在研究人类迁移的时候呢，他们发现有两个非常重要的因素在决定人的迁移。
There's something called push factors, which are the reasons why you want to leave.
啊，第一个呢就是那个推的力，把你往外面推的力，就是让你离开一个地方这个推的力。
So for example, the push factors for Naomi and her family were there was a famine, people were doing whatever they wanted.
那么 Naomi 她当年离开的时候啊，比如说她就遇到过两个重要的一个推力，第一个呢就是那个啊，就是饥荒的发生，还有呢就是。当地的当时候的人们啊，唯心啊，随心所欲啊，为所欲为啊，这都是推他出去的这么一个理由因素。
So today we might think violence, war, poverty, poor living conditions. Those would be reasons why people leave their countries.
啊，但从今天我们看人迁移的时候，有很多的因素，其中包括这种暴力啊、战争呐、啊各种各样的这些疾病啊等等，也把人往外面推。
Then there are pull factors, and these are the reasons why you want to go to a certain place.
啊，第二个因素除了这个推力以外呢，还有一个拉力。那一个拉力就是把你拉向一个啊吸引你去的地方啊这样的一个力。
So the pull factor for Naomi for to go to Moab may have been, oh, it's relatively close, and they have food.
啊，那么当年他们离开这个。他们去这个摩亚的时候，当时也是有一个拉力啊，因为他们可以啊，那个地方呢离这个就是这个圣城比较近啊，然后呢那个地方的生活呢可能要好一些。
And so today the pull factors for why people might come to Canada, there's better jobs, better education, there's more freedom here.
那么今天大家来到加拿大的时候呢，可能也有一些吸引力过来，比如说有好的工作的机会，有好多的教育的机会，啊，我们也有更多的自由等等，啊，这些都是拉力。
So when we look at Ruth, what are these push and what are these pull factors?
那么我们用这个角度去看待这个路德的这个反应的时候，到底是什么是他的推他出去的力，什么是拉他过来的力量？
Is there anything pushing Ruth away from her life in Moab?
啊，那么有这个这有什么样的推力把这个路德推出去吗
？Doesn't seem like it.
那、啊、这看上去好像没有什么。
In fact, Naomi actually says, "Look at all that Moab has to offer you."
啊，实际上呢，在这个地方看到的就是说，如果跟随这个 Naomi 的话，他其实得不到什么样的一些好处啊，什么样的没有什么东西可以给到他。
Yeah, Ruth's family is there. She could find another husband there. Everything she knows is in Moab. Nothing is pushing her away.
对，那么在这个她如果回到她自己的这些原来的家里面的时候呢，还有更多可能还有更多的好处，因为她的家人在那个地方，对吧？她还有朋友在那儿，她还可能重新去结婚啊、成家啊，这些因素呢，其实更多的还能够把她这个吸引过去。
So it's not the push factors. It must be the pull.
好，所以说呢，我们可以看到，在这儿呢，其实对他来讲，他之所以愿意留在这个 Naomi 的身边啊，其实呢，没有推的力量，反而呢，是我们就只能从这个拉的力量来看。
What is pulling Ruth towards Naomi?
那到底是什么把这个 Ruth 啊，这个路德拉向了 Naomi 呢
？Because it seems like Naomi has nothing to give. Naomi even says, "I have nothing to give."
啊，看上去呢，我们好像觉得这个。Naomi 是没有什么东西可以给到这个路德的，因为他自己都说过我已经老了，我什么都没有了，那你跟着我干嘛呢
？The key is in verse 16.
好，实际上答案呢是在第十六段。
The greatest pull factor for Ruth is Yahweh, it's God.
那么真正把这个路德拉过来的力量，不是其他，而是上帝的存在。
Because before we get to verse 15, all of Naomi's arguments have been centered around human relationships.
在我们可以看到，在这个十六段之前的所有的章节里面，其实谈到的都是人的因素，不管是灾荒啊、饥荒，这些都是人的因素。
But in verse 15, Naomi may have not, she may have done this accidentally, but she said, "Your sister is going back to her people and her gods."
那么在从十五章的时候 ，Naomi 就说，你看你的嫂子她已经回到她本国去了，她所崇拜她的那个神里面去了。
And then in verse 16, Ruth says, "Your people will be my people, and your God, my God."
好，那么在十六的时候，我们可以看到路德就说，你的神就是我的神，你的名就是我的名。
Yes, human relationships were very important.
当然了，人际之间的关系也是非常重要的。
But faith was also really important.
但是我们的信念同样重要。
Right, faith was part of their identity.
那在我们的身份当中，信仰、信念。也是我们当中很重要的一个部分。
And so what Naomi may have been trying to do was she was asking Ruth, okay, you're ready to leave your people, but are you really ready to leave your faith, to leave your gods?
那么在这个时候拿阿米就对路德说你可以不回到你的民当中去，你也可以不回到你的原来的家庭里面去，但是你是不是能够真的放弃到他们，包括你自己原来的那个神。
And Ruth says yes.
那么路德说是的。
Because she saw all of the hardships that her mother-in-law went through.
因为她看到过，她已经经历了在她的这个婆婆身上所发生的这一切的事情。
Tragedy after tragedy strikes Naomi.
一个又一个的悲剧在这个 Naomi 的身上发生。
But as we saw, Naomi never forgot about God.
但是呢 ，Naomi 从来没有忘记过上帝。
And I'm sure this came out.
那么，这就是重要的一个原因。
Because even as Naomi was convincing her daughters to stay, she would use God's name. She would say, "May God provide you with a husband. May God bless you. May He take care of you."
因为在劝说她的这个两个儿媳妇回去的时候，她都说希望上帝和你们在一起，希望上帝能够赐予你们的平安。
Ruth saw all of this, and she must have been wondering, "Who is this God?"
那么路德她看到了这一切，她。心里面一定是在想，那他这样的一位神到底是谁呀？什么样的一位神呢
？Who is this God that even when my mother-in-law is going through all of these hardships, all of this suffering, that she still continues to worship Him？
那这样的到底是一位什么样的神？他经历了这么的，就是我自己的婆婆经历了这么样的苦痛，一个接着一个的灾难，他都仍然要去崇拜他的这样的一个神，这到底是一个什么样的神？
As one Bible commentator puts it, he says that even at Naomi's lowest point, she is a light bearer.
这正如一个著名的一个解经的人他这么说过，即使是在 Naomi 人生当中最低最低的低谷的时候，他都仍然是一个光的携带者。
So we see the frustration, we see the sadness, we see the despair.
我们看到了他的这些痛苦，他的这些失望，他的这些绝望。
But underneath it all is her faith.
在这些的下面都是她的信仰。
Ruth saw that and she wanted it.
那么路德看到的这一切，她也想拥有这一切。
To her, God was the reason to stay with Naomi.
那么就是说对她来讲，上帝就是她为什么要继续跟随 Naomi 的唯一的原因。
Right? Because Ruth says, "I'm willing to give up my land, my home, my people, and my God."
那么所以说呢，这个路德就说了，我愿意牺牲掉一切，我自己的国，我自己的民，以及我自己他原来的那些神，我要跟随
Naomi. She's willing to trade it all in to take Naomi's people, to take her home, to take her God.
他决定把这一切都放弃，而接受 Naomi 的国， Naomi 的民和 Naomi 的这个神。
Ruth wants to be Naomi's family to the very end.
他愿意成为他家里面的一份子直到最后，直到。
She was willing to take on a completely new identity, a new life.
她愿意承担一个新的身份，她愿意拥有一个新的身份。
And if you know the story, or if you don't read it tonight, the rest of the book is going to show this transformation of Ruth.
好，那么如果说大家有时间回去的时候呢，可以再把这一段再仔细的看一下，以及我们可以了解路德他整个的这么一个变化的过程。
We'll see how she follows through with "Your people shall be my people, your God, my God."
好，我们所以才能够理解到，才能够看到为什么他说你的国就是你的国，就是我的国，你的民就是我的民，你的神就是我的神。
God's presence is irresistible.
上帝的存在，上帝的同在是不可拒绝的。
Do you feel that way?
你们能够感受到吗？
Do you want God? Do you want His presence more than anyone or anything else?
你愿意让上帝的存在超过你的其他的一切的需要吗？
It's a struggle. It's not easy.
这不容易的。
Because we are attracted to so many things.
我们经常会被很多很多东西所吸引去。
We're attracted to technology, our jobs, TV shows, food, our children.
对啊，我们会被很多东西，比如说我们的身边的一些新潮的一些技术啦，我们的一些我们自己的孩子啦，我们的工作啦等等，这些东西都会牵扯我们的注意力。
It's so easy.To put God to the side.
太容易了，把这个上帝放在一边。
But Ruth, she gave up everything, her old life, to be with God.
但是呢，路德呢，他把他所有的东西都放弃了，来跟随上帝。
I didn't find how irresistible God's presence was until a bit later in my life.
我呢，其实就我个人而言哈，我也是，在我的人生当中的稍晚一点的时候，我才能感受到上帝的存在是不可抗拒的。
I grew up in the church from a very young age.
我在很小的时候呢，我就在教会里面长大。
But I never really cared about God or my faith.
其实呢，我虽然在教会里面长大，但是我其实呢，很长一段时间我是没有太在意上帝的存在的。
But I did find the presence of God when I was in university.
我发现上帝的存在的时候呢，是在我上大学的时候。
Many of you know that I spent a year in China after I graduated.
你们当中可能有人知道，我在大学毕业了以后呢，我曾经在中国呢，我待过一年的时间。
I was doing missions work while I was there.
我在那个地方呢，也是做一些就是传道的一些工作。
And one of the things the organization I was with.They told us that you need to spend at least one day a month with God.
那我所在的那个组织呢，他要求我们就是在一个月当中至少有那么一次我要和单独上帝相处的这么一个时间。
We called it a day with Dad.
我们叫它和父亲在一天的那个日子。
And so on that day, we would have no team meetings. We wouldn't go meet with students. We wouldn't even take our cell phones with us.
我们在那一天当中呢，我们也不开会，我们也不去见学生，我们甚至就是连自己的手机都不带。
We would just go take our Bibles and notebook and just spend time in God's presence.
我们只是带了圣经和我们以前做的一些笔记，就在那一个时间和上帝在一起独处。
And you might think that doesn't sound like it's necessary.
你们可能听上去这好像有点没有太大的必要这样子做吧。
Because you're a missionary, or you might think as a pastor, it's not really necessary to do this because aren't you already spending your time with God?
就是因为为什么呢？就说就是我已经是一个牧师了，我已经是个神职人员了，难道我还需要花时间和上帝在一起吗？可能你们会觉得好像没有这个必要吧？你们每时每刻不是都在经历上帝的同在吗？
Because if you're in ministry, aren't you just always reading the Bible, always listening to Christian songs? You must be close to God.
对吧？你每天都在读经文，你每天都在唱赞美诗，那你应该有很多的机会和上帝这个沟通啊。
Wrong.
错了。
Even doing ministry is not a guarantee of God's presence.
即使我们做神职工作的，我们也不能保证你随时都能够和上帝这个同。
And you don't need more proof than if you look at Jesus' life. You don't need more proof than looking at Jesus.
你呢就说
So just even Jesus himself needed to set aside time to spend with God.
Oh.
啊，即使呢是像我们这样的这个神职人员呢，也是需要有这个时间，而不是说我们好像天天都读经，我们就有就可以见到上帝了。其实呢，我们也需要有这个时间，我们才能够去感受到我们的上帝。
Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God Himself. And yet, when you read through the Gospels, what do you see Jesus doing?
这个基督就是上帝，他也是上帝的儿子。我们在读这个经文的时候，你在想啊，那基督在做什么呢？
He would go to a mountain by himself to pray.
就即使是像基督这样的，他也不是随时随地都和上帝在一起。我们在经文里面可以看到，他还是有一段他是去到山上他专门和上帝祷告。
Coming to church every Sunday does not necessarily mean you are in God's presence.
我们每周来到这个教会，也不一定意味着我们就一定能够经历上帝的同在。
You might physically be here, but your mind is somewhere else.
你们可能大家就从这个身体的角度上来看，你们每个人都在这儿现实的你的实体在这儿，但是呢，你的精神，你可能都已经飘到其他地方去了。
You might be thinking about what are you going to have for dinner tonight?
你们可能会在想，我今天晚上吃什么
？If you weren't, now you are.
你也可能在这段，我们今天晚上要去哪里？
You might be thinking about what's happening at work this week.
你也可能会想我们这个礼拜要做些什么样的工作，什么样的工作在等着我。
Because just as I shared in the beginning that we are not naturally good.
就像我一开始的时候跟大家讲的，从本质上来说，我们其实都不是善的。
Our minds also do not naturally go to God.
我们的这个我们的灵呢，我们的这个。这个脑子也不是经常都是这样子的。
You're not going to suddenly wake up tomorrow morning and just be in God's presence.
你不可能说我明天一早晨一起来以后，你一下子能感到上帝就在你的面前了。
It takes effort.
它是需要我们尽心。
It takes intention.
要我们尽意。
It takes planning.
也是需要我们做计划的。
And so tonight, I want you to go home and make a plan.
所以说呢，我希望大家今天晚上回去以后呢，也可以做一个计划。
I want you to make a plan to spend time with God.
这个计划呢，就是说我们怎么花时间和上帝在一起。
It doesn't have to be for a whole day.
倒不需要你要花一天的时间。
But you want it to be a consistent plan.
你只需要持续的这么做下去就行了。
You want to be able to keep doing it.
你就持续的做一致的做下去。
So if you don't know what to do, I'll give you a few tips.
如果你不知道怎么办的话，我可以给大家一些妙招。
Start by praying. Start by praying.
一开始的时候呢，就是祷告。
Ask God to help you hear what He wants to say.
让上帝听到你想说的。
Then open up the Bible and read.
打开圣经读下去。
Read until you hear God tell you something.
直到你听到耳朵里面听到一些东西。
I know that there's a Bible reading plan that the church is part of.
但我们知道教会里面本身就有读经的每日读经的这么一个计划。
Brothers and sisters, God's presence is a sweet, sweet joy.
那么，兄弟姐妹们，这个上帝的同在是非常非常甜蜜的一个同在。
It provides hope in despair, joy in sadness, strength in weakness.
那么是在这个我们痛苦的时候给我们的希望，在我们悲伤的时候给我们这个安慰。
I pray that you may experience His presence in your daily lives. I pray that you may experience His presence
okay.
in your daily life.
我也给你们祷告祷告你们有机会，每天都有这样的一个机会，那能够感受到上帝的同在。
And may we find His presence irresistible.
让我们能够，但愿我们能够感受到他的这种不可拒绝的同在。
Let's pray.
好，那我们再一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us always.
天父上帝，感谢你一直和我们同在。
That you do not leave us in our hardest times.
在我们最艰难的时候，你也没有离开过我们。
But rather you carry us through them.
带着我们，携带着我们经历度过这样的一些阶段。
God, you show that you want to be with us.
你已经向我们展现了，你愿意和我们在一起。
You sent your Son to earth so that He could relate to us.
你把你自己的儿子降临到世间，让我们可以和他连接。
And so, God, if we are far from you, it's not because you left.
我们偏离你，我们离开你，并不是因为你不在， 你离开了我们，不是的。
And so God, we confess and we repent if we have left you.
啊，我们承认我们自己的这些过失啊，我们要和你同在。
Bring us back into your presence.
把我们带回来，带到你的这个同在当中。
So that we can experience the abundant life that you promise.
以至于我们可以领受从你而来的丰富的恩典。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
啊，以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.